All right, Donald Trump may genuinely be on the verge of pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell. As the government shutdown dominates the headlines, Trump seems to be using this opportunity, that distraction, to enact mass pardons for political reasons. This reads, breaking. A whistleblower tells House Judiciary Democrats that convicted sex offender Ghislaine Maxwell is in the process of seeking a commutation of her 20-year prison sentence from Donald Trump. This comes after, in the middle of the night, Trump pardoned Rudy Giuliani and others who backed efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. Now, there is a through line between all of these pardons. There is a reason they're all happening in one swoop. Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and other people who helped Trump for political reasons, helped Trump try to overturn the election results, are being pardoned at a federal level, even though they committed a lot of state crimes. So just know, this doesn't actually help them. It's more symbolic to muddy the waters, but the state cases in Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, the other states where fake electors took place, those are still ongoing. Those are still a go. These are just federal pardons. But he's issuing the pardons. He's using the government shutdown as a distraction to issue pardons for his political friends. That's why this headline was wild. The whistleblower tells House Judiciary Democrats that Ghislaine Maxwell is seeking a commutation. To make matters even worse, Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's longtime associate and convicted child sex trafficker, is reportedly being, quote, waited on hand and foot by staff at her minimum security prison camp as she reportedly prepares to ask Donald Trump to commute her sentence. It's getting worse and worse because a few months ago, after the government privately interviewed Ghislaine Maxwell, here's the timeline. Pam Bondi says, the Epstein files are on my desk. I'm looking over the names. We're going to release them. That was in February. Then in May, the FBI sat Trump down and told him, we know this because the FBI said this, they sat Trump down and told him that his name was in the files. Now, we don't know exactly in what regard they were in the files. People on the right claim that it was because he was a whistleblower. I don't believe that. He was best friends with Epstein and sending sexual innuendos, but his name is in the files. Then Elon Musk tweets out, Donald Trump's name is in the Epstein files. Then Pam Bondi comes out and says, actually, the list is entirely gone. We don't have the list. Since then, it has been a battle. It has been a struggle. And then Ghislaine Maxwell was privately interviewed. As Micah points out, the government privately interviewed Ghislaine Maxwell for 9 hours. Right after, they quietly moved her to a low-security prison. They moved her from a more high-security prison to a low-security prison that was known for having celebrities who live a more cush life. That was a month ago. Now, there was no transcript. They did release a transcript, but it was weird, and she was lying throughout the entire thing. It says, we are witnessing the biggest cover-up in American history, and we witness the biggest cover-up every day. There's a Watergate every day at this point. And really quickly, as the holidays come up, I want to introduce you guys to perhaps one of the best gifts you can get to a family member who enjoys cooking. Every holiday, there tends to be a pan that is like burning or sticking or is awful, but ever since I've gotten HexClad a few months ago, I've had no problems with this cookware. It lives up to the hype. And honestly, you get the strength of stainless steel, the ease of nonstick, and it just looks great on the stovetop. They are clean. They are very accessible. You can use metal utensils and throw them in the dishwasher. I got a set for my mom. She really enjoys them. So if you're wondering what to do or what to get for the cooker in your life, then check out HexClad's 6-piece and 12-piece sets below. This season, you can check out HexClad.com/Mockler. Get 10% off. That's HexClad, HexClad.com/Mockler. Click the link below. You get a solid deal. Thank you all, and thank you to HexClad. But to continue, Jeffrey Epstein's longtime associate is reportedly being waited on hand and foot. I think the context there makes it so much worse. This is clearly some sort of quid pro quo, in the sense that she's treated well as long as she doesn't rat out the current admin. Queen Ghislaine even has a puppy at this new prison. Convicted sex traffickers are coddled by the Trump admin. Now, Judiciary Democrats say they have obtained documents and whistleblower information that Maxwell is receiving special favors at the prison camp, benefits unavailable to other inmates. Let me pull up this entire article because this gets crazy. Ghislaine Maxwell, the Jeffrey Epstein confidant is being waited on hand and foot. Quote, the deference and servility to Ms. Maxwell have reached just preposterous levels that one of the top officials at the facility has complained that he is, quote, sick of having to be Maxwell's bitch, according to a letter to Trump from Jamie Raskin. In August, Maxwell, who was serving a 20-year sentence for helping Epstein prey sexually on children and young women, had an unusual interview with the deputy attorney general, who was once Trump's personal attorney. Trump's personal defense attorney is out there interviewing Ghislaine, and then the same week this interview happened, she was moved to a different prison. I'm just saying, I'm not even a conspiracy theorist. If you've watched any of my videos, you know I'm the last person to try to draw up conspiracies or jump to conclusions, but this shit is just crazy. This would not fly under any other administration. It is just blatant what is happening. After the interview happened, she was transferred from a low-security prison in Florida to a minimum-security federal prison, which is just really cush. Days after her arrival, she said in emails to friends and relatives that she was much happier in the less restrictive facility. Now, Judiciary Democrats say they have obtained documents and whistleblower information that Maxwell is receiving special favors, benefits unavailable to other inmates. Raskin's letter said Maxwell has received customized meals personally delivered to her cell, after-hours time in a private exercise area, and has a private service puppy. Raskin said Maxwell also was afforded private meetings with visitors. Okay, just to back up, the reason why I'm reading all of this is to paint a picture. Donald Trump, back in the early 2000s, was best buddies with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein groomed Virginia Giuffre out of the Mar-a-Lago spa, and Virginia Giuffre killed herself back in April, which is absolutely tragic. She obviously lived a traumatic life due to Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein's access to Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Even after Virginia Giuffre was groomed out of Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump said in 2003 that Jeffrey Epstein likes them young. He said his buddy likes them young. Donald Trump then bragged in about 2006 or 7 on Howard Stern that he walks in on his beauty pageant girl, like the 15-year-old girls, because he owns the pageant. This guy does not understand power dynamics and will use and abuse power dynamics to protect himself. That's what we see him doing right now. That's what we see him and his personal attorneys doing, but the walls are caving in. I think it's worth pointing out that as the government does reopen, one thing that we should see happen, that it does seem like is about to happen, is Representative Adelita Grijalva from Arizona is going to be sworn in officially. Mike Johnson is going to swear in Representative Adelita Grijalva, and that should lead to the discharge of the Epstein petition that we've been waiting on for months, because it's been so partisan, so damn partisan, that no Republicans want to expose pedophiles, I guess. On the other side of that, remember like a year ago when Representative Matt Gaetz was being exposed for Venmoing young girls? He was literally Venmoing underage girls. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and every Republican went out to bat for him and protected him long enough for him to resign with no consequences. Now he runs a cush show on, like, what is it, One America News Network or some shit like that? Some far-right network he runs a show on. The point is, these people run defense and protect pedophiles if it allows them to gain power, and we need to fight back. I mean, we should never be doing that. We should, but, like, we need to be fighting back. The fact that they protect pedophiles and our side can't protect people who need healthcare, I'm referring to the government shutdown being nuked, is absolutely insane. So let's continue to fight. If you appreciate what we do on this channel, make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed. I love you all, and I will see you all in the next video. Peace out.